This is Let's Talk Big, The Big Read with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. The Owens Community College Campus Read is taking place now and throughout the semester, with the goal of bringing awareness of different perspectives through books. The Campus Read book is How We Fight for Our Lives by Saeed Jones, and tells the story of how each of us creates a place for ourselves in this world. Here to share their insight from the book is Owens Community College Director of Library Services, Jane Berger, and Professor of English, Jennifer Hazel.
Welcome back to the semester, everyone, and welcome back to Let's Talk Big. I'm here with
Jane Berger,
and we are so excited to dive into the book. Jane's going to read us a passage, we're going to talk a little bit about it, and then we're going to talk a little bit about some upcoming stuff this semester. I know you were a little concerned because we had a little break in there, which turned into a little break, and you didn't have something at the start of the semester from us, but no worries. We are here, and we are committed to having podcasts for you for the rest of the semester. Jane?
If you followed us at all last semester, you know how I like to read passages. So this particular one is found early on in the book on page 28, and it begins, "Cedric Saeed Jones," she shouted again, stretching the syllables into something that only my ears could possibly recognize as my name. "Get out of that pool and in this house, now!" I stepped into the apartment and closed the door behind me, and when I turned back, she was standing in the hallway with a wrinkled magazine clipping in her trembling fist. I couldn't see it in any detail, but I knew exactly what it was. Before I'd left Louisville, I had gone through my mom's pile of Vogue magazines and cut out every image of shirtless men I could find. Of course, my favorite clipping was an iconic Calvin Klein ad featuring a huge shot of Mark Wahlberg against a brick wall in nothing but a baseball cap and his white CK underwear. "This," she said, and it was a question I knew better than to answer. "No, no, no." The words came from a deep part of herself, each more of a bellow than a word. "No." I watched her ball up the clippings and throw them into the trash. "Worldly? Not in this house. We are praying. Now." So I love this because poor Saeed, that's all I kept thinking. Here he is, a teenage boy. He's not doing anything differently than any other teenage boy, other than the fact that the images he's looking at are of other boys and not other girls. And in the South, he spent the summers with his granny in Memphis. She was a diehard Baptist. This obviously, as you can tell, did not sit well with granny. Worldly, not in this house. She's just saying to him, this is not acceptable. And if you think you're going to be Mr. New York City or adopting some of the things that you would find in those evil, dirty, big cities, not happening, let's pray. And that was the answer to most problems for granny was, well, prayer will solve it.
Well, through God, they would get the grace to move forward without that being the issue, which we know is not the case, because that just is not going to change who he is, nor should it, and nor should that be like, oh, if we pray, then we're going to be fine and we're going to be taken care of, because you know what? It's okay.
Yep.
And he is who he is, and that should be celebrated.
Absolutely. Later that week, they did go to church. She, sure enough, took him up to the pastor in an effort for the pastor to kind of quote-unquote, heal him. I fast forward to page 35 in the book where he's thinking to himself, well, maybe she had been right after me after all. Worldly. Concerned with material values or ordinary life rather than a spiritual existence. Worldly. Experienced and sophisticated. Of course I wanted to see the world, to experience its fullness. I wanted to be a real part of it rather than the passing shadow I so often felt like. But he felt that he couldn't be who he was with her. He had to hide it. And that's where he started kind of keeping secrets, even more so than what he had done up to this point. He knew he couldn't be himself with his granny.
He talks a little bit later on and we're going to take a look at that passage well in next week's episode.
That's right.
About the anxiety. So I won't start talking about that too much.
A little teaser for you for next time.
Exactly. Like, we're going to talk about anxiety next time. But how that could feel, always feeling hidden, always feeling not like yourself, that in itself is super tough. I commend him for, in many ways, being able to write about that experience and sharing with others because you know this is helping others.
Absolutely. The courage. Mm-hmm. The courage to be not only honest with yourself, but honest with others. Though I think you'd have to get over, for me personally, I'd have to get over the hurdle of being honest with myself, of really realizing this is who I am. I need to love myself. And once I can do that and accept myself without any reservations of how others might view, especially those who I've always relied on and I've always looked to for love, I need to be able to pass that on and love myself and move forward to help others.
Absolutely. Before we wrap up here, Jean, I want to go back to something in the first part of that passage with the Mark Wahlberg and the Calvin Klein's. Sahin and I are the same generation. And so I know the ad.
Yep.
I fully understand the ad. And I fully support the desire of Mark Wahlberg from that ad.
Absolutely.
So just say, I hear you on that site.
He had good taste is what we're saying.
Absolutely. Tonight, the 24th, we have a real treat in store. We are going to be showing The Mass You Live In, which is a documentary that explores Black American youth, and it will be shown at 6 p.m. in the Fine and Performing Arts Theater, and afterwards we'll have a discussion led by Dr. Marion Moore. The discussion will happen around 7:30 p.m., and if you're not able to make it in person, you are able to watch the film through the library for free. All you have to do is sign in, authenticate yourself. There will be a link for you to join online to hear this discussion from Dr. Moore. I'm thrilled about this. For you to be able to get the link, you just need to go to our website, owens.edu/humanities/read/.
Perfect.
owens.edu/humanities/read/. So, on behalf of myself, Jen Hazel, and Jane Berger, we would like you to keep reading big.
Join us again for Let's Talk Big, The Big Read with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel.